The Auckland Council is taking its first prosecution against a member of the public for walking on tracks in the Waitakere Ranges that are closed to prevent the spread of Kauri dieback. The bushwalker is facing three charges after entering a closed track three times over the last 5 months. Phil Goff is the Mayor of Auckland and joins us now. Morena.
Yeah, morena, Corin.
Is this the first time you've taken this sort of action?
It is the first time, and it's really regrettable to have to do that. But, to be caught three times just shows a sense of entitlement and total ignorance of the impact that that individual may have on, you know, spreading Kauri dieback, which is threatening to wipe out our iconic tree species in Auckland. Look, the facts are really clear. We saw between 2011 and 2016 an increase in the number of trees infected from 8% to 19%. We were facing a crisis. That was reflected in the fact that we increased our budget to stop Kauri dieback from 3 million over 10 years to 100 million. But that relies on stopping the major vector of spreading the disease, which is human beings, actually obeying the rules that are set out.
So is this an attempt to, because there's been a number of trespass notices already issued, why isn't the message getting through? Is this about sending a message?
Yeah, it is about sending a message, and to most people, they understand absolutely. We get complaints, why the hell have you closed the tracks? Well, we're not doing it for fun. We're doing it for a vital reason, which is to protect the Kauri tree and to stop the spread of this disease that will wipe it out. But some people just don't hear or don't accept the message, and the last resort is what we're doing here, taking a prosecution order, and that may subject the individual to a fine of up to $20,000. That's up to the court, of course, to impose what they think is appropriate.
Is this an issue with out-of-towners or locals, or what is the problem here?
I think it's often an issue of local people. Out-of-towners, you might expect, well, they might not understand, although the noticing and the signposting is very clear, and the message has got around. And, you know, we will try. We've got people out there, ambassadors, that will explain to people what's happening. We're working really hard to open up. We've opened up 26 kilometres of tracks that have been made Kauri safe. So we're doing our best to reopen the park where we can to visitors. But the number one priority has got to be to stop the destruction of trees that are often hundreds of years old.
So what do you do if it continues?
Well, we continue to step up our prosecution and to ensure that we enforce compliance with the bylaws. That's our obligation as a council. Our obligation is to our generation, but also to future generations. And I want my kids and my grandkids to be able to walk those paths, to see those Kauri trees, and not have that forest, particularly in the Waitakere's, subject to the massive destruction that's going to take place
right. Without
these prevention.
So you're sending a message today that it's what, a zero tolerance policy from here on in?
Yeah, look, we've had plenty of education, plenty of warnings, the signposting is clear, and, you know, if somebody was doing it inadvertently, we might take a different approach. But to deliberately flout the rules that are set down to stop the spread of the disease is tantamount to the sort of vandalism that you were talking about in the previous item. It's not acceptable, and we won't tolerate
it. Okay, if we could just quickly touch on the issue of Auckland ports. What's your response to the likes of Sir John Key and Helen Clark, in fact, backing this new campaign to move the port to Northport?
Well, they're entitled to their views, of course, and my view is that the port does need to move. I concur with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern that it's not a case of if, but when. But in order to move that port, we need to do it on an evidence-based provision of analysis, and I'm not satisfied that the analysis done to date...
How many reports have been... This is where it gets so confusing for the public.
Yeah,
there's like five reports.
I know,
we don't know who to believe.
No, what I wanted, and I called for this report before the election of the current government, I wanted an evidence-based analysis that said what was best for Auckland, what was best for the Upper North Island region and the country. But I wanted a report that was based on evidence, and we've seen a lot of stuff emerge from that report that doesn't answer some of the vital questions. What is the impact on the Aucklanders, businesses and consumers of moving a port 150 kilometres from where most of the goods are consumed? What's the environmental impact of carbon emissions? Should this report apparently says it's been deliberately leaked, but I haven't received a copy yet, should they actually nationalise our port without compensation when Aucklanders have invested over $600 million into that port company, outside of the cost of the value of the land. All of those questions need proper answers, and I'm not satisfied, and a whole lot of other people around Auckland aren't satisfied that those answers have been given in the report that is about to
but
be
But surely released. Auckland is going to do very well out of this. Not only will you get the waterfront land back, you're going to get investment in infrastructure and rail and roads, perhaps from taxpayers. So Auckland does pretty well out of the whole thing, doesn't it?
Well, no, I don't think you can just make that clear assumption. First of all, yes, why do I want the port to move ultimately? Because I want to get public access back to the waterfront, and we think that there are alternative uses for that land. But we have to look at the whole picture, and this report is not looking at the whole picture. The whole picture says, what is the best area for the port to move to, and the assumption seems to be made at the start of this working party's process, not a conclusion at the end. We'll move it to Northport and we'll try to justify it. It's $10 billion, and we need to know, or the government will need to know, before they invest in the biggest infrastructure project anywhere in the country, that is going to provide value for money for Auckland, the region and the country. And once you've got the facts, and not simply a biased approach to this, trying to find the facts that will suit a conclusion, but actually examining the facts and finding what conclusion comes from that, then you can make the decision. But I think we all need to be satisfied about that.
Okay.
Auckland Council and the government.
We will await to see when the next report comes. And
yeah.
One of many. Phil Goff, thank you very much for your time. Auckland Mayor there.